Father God, in the name of Jesus, just want to thank you this morning for your goodness and your kindness, your mercy. And Lord, this morning, I also want to thank you for your understanding. Last night, you know, I kind of diverted you to watch North Georgia Revival. I sure hope you watched it, because you would have learned something good. You see, 18 years ago, no, it wasn't 18 years ago. Let me think. I knew it was about 8 years ago. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I did a message, and I was telling people, because God revealed to me through his word, of course, that there was another reason that the Pharisees hated Jesus so much. And that, you know, I always kind of equate money to stuff. And so when the Lord showed it to me, I taught it. And what the Lord had showed me was that the rulers of the temples were making money. And the reason they were rich is because of the temple baths, that when the people came, they were required to come to the temple, just like Pastor Karen was teaching. And I loved it. But the one thing I think I'm gonna email her and let her know to check this out is that the priests were getting all the money from the baths, because the baths were attached to the temple. And before you could come into the temple to give sacrifice and worship God, you had to take that ceremonial bath. And in order to take the ceremonial bath, the priest could charge what they wanted. When Jesus came in and cleaned out the temple, and he said, make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. Well, he was also talking to the priests of the temple that was making money, a lot of money, off the ceremonial baths. So all came together, even after me teaching that and God giving me that part of it all those years ago. And so I wanted you to study that and understand it. And I don't know, I got to study somewhere. I don't know if I taught it to the public or not, but I got it. And so I listened, and I really, really enjoyed Pastor Karen's teaching. If you haven't heard it, you need to. So, you know, I'm in the middle of this teaching that I'm doing, and God dropped heavy on me this. The soul that sinneth ignorantly. And so the Lord kept talking to me all night about the sin and the spirit of ignorance. And you know, I used to hate ignorance. That's why I guess I developed a study habit. And so as God was talking to me about the spirit of ignorance and how it's a sin. And it is a sin because the Holy Spirit is the revealer of all truth. And the Holy Spirit is not the spirit of error. Actually, the Holy Spirit is the opposite of the spirit of error, being the spirit of truth. So I'm going to give you these scriptures. And I'm going off this morning because I need to go before God. I need to get off of me all transference of spirits of the spirit of ignorance. Now, it doesn't matter where I know I picked it up, and I know I picked it up from people who fight literacy. I picked it up from people who don't want to learn, but yet it's still, they have a hidden wrong agenda for wanting God's power and wanting God's everything, but it is not for the enrichment or the embodiment of the body of Christ. It is because they themselves think that they could take something of God and get rich or become notable or become famous. And the last reason, which is the worst one of all, they just want to, in a form, in a Jezebelic form, want to rule over people. And I realize that in having a form like this, I'm fighting a whole lot of that. I'm fighting a whole lot of people. They just want knowledge because they're so dissatisfied with their own lives that they really want to get a little bit of knowledge and then lord over other people and dump what they don't know on other people. It's really sad. Numbers 15:28, and the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sinneth ignorantly. When he sinneth by ignorance before the Lord to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. Acts 17:30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Leviticus 4:2. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not to be done, and shall do against any of them, Leviticus 4:13. And if the whole congregation of Israel sin through ignorance, and the thing be hid from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which should not be done and are guilty. Leviticus 4:22. When a ruler has sinned and done somewhat through ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord, his God, concerning things which shall not be done and is guilty. Leviticus 4:27. And if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which ought not be done and be guilty. Leviticus 5:15. If a soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flocks, without estimation by shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary for a trespass offering. Leviticus 5:18. And he shall bring a ram without blemish out of the flock without estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his ignorance, wherein he erred and wisted not, and it shall be forgiven him. Numbers 15:24. Then it shall be, if aught be committed by ignorance, without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bullock for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor unto the Lord with his meat offering and his drink offering, according to the manner, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. You know what, brothers and sisters? Of course, I teach you, obey God, obey Jesus, but God does not want you to be disrespectful, and dishonorable to his preachers, teachers, pastors, apostles, whatever. Some of you are so ill-mannered and discourteous And it's just about time somebody tell you. Now, it doesn't matter if you ever, never come back on this podcast again. Doesn't make me any difference. But I'm going to tell you something. You're going to answer to God how you treat his people. And you're not going to be able to use ignorance as an excuse. You're going to answer to God how your personal hidden agendas were really against God's agenda. You're going to answer to God for this. You're going to answer to God for every time you put an ugly mouth against a man or woman of God. You're going to answer. Make no mistake about it. And you're not going to be able to use ignorance as an excuse. It's time to get real. How can you? Somebody had the nerve to tell somebody that they were a spiritual daughter of mine, and they asked to call me up, ask me about it. I said, well, the last time I ministered to that person, I had to cast out the bride of Satan. So what does that tell you? It tells you that this person got delivered and they've been listening to the podcast, but no, they're not a spiritual daughter of mine. And that was a lie. Now, the bad part of that is everything that they did against God, who do you think was going to get the blame in the eyes of the person that called me and asked me if the person was a spiritual daughter of mine? Numbers 15:26. And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel and the stranger that sojourneth among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance. Numbers 15:27. If any soul sin through ignorance, ignorance is a sin. You hear me this morning? For all you New Testament saints, Acts 3:17. And now, brethren, I want that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. Acts 17:30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent. Ephesians 4:12. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Ignorance is a sin. 1 Peter 1:14. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. 1 Peter 2:15. For so is the will of God, that with well doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. I'm getting off this line this morning. I'm going before God. You see, I done let that spirit of ignorance creep in here. I detest it. That's why I study the Bible so much, so hard. That's why I went to Bible college to get a degree. You cannot make it on somebody else's ministry. And you cannot make it ever by putting somebody else down. That's that ignorant thinking. It is really time for you to wake up. Do you really think God is discourteous and dishonorable? Do you really think God doesn't honor the men and women that he puts his spirit upon them? It's the craziest thing I ever heard. And as long as you keep thinking that way, you're going to get crazier and crazier. I'm going before God today, all day. And I'm going to be binding the spirit of ignorance. It's terrible. And the thing is, the minute you try to deem somebody else as ignorant or you superior to them intellectually or something, you just make yourself look like an even bigger fool. Foolish men. God equates ignorance with foolish men. God says, study to show yourself approved. Approved unto God. Workmen that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you think God's going to let you sit up and learn from somebody and then honor it? You know, people talk about Elisha and Elijah. Well, guess what? Both of them were in agreement before Elisha got Elijah's mantle or Elisha got Elijah's mantle. You can't steal it. You can't. That stupid name it. Oh, I claim this. Look, Bubba, the Bible says every good gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness and no shadow of turning. You're not going to get anybody's mantle that you're not in agreement with. And it's crazy of you to think you would.
I've got it out.